news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Talk about an October surprise. Donald and Melania Trump have tested positive for COVID-19. Let's rewind the tape. Early Thursday evening, the news broke that Trump's top aide, Hope Hicks, tested positive. Now, she had spent most of the week traveling with the president on Air Force One and Marine One. The bombshell hit around 1 a.m. Eastern Time when Donald Trump tweeted, "Tonight, at FLOTUS and I tested positive for COVID-19. We will begin our quarantine and recovery process immediately. We will get through this together." Well, Donald Trump has downplayed the severity of the pandemic, often proclaiming that the virus would vanish like magic. For months, he refused to wear a mask in public. He even mocked Joe Biden for always doing so, even though his top advisors say face coverings are the best way to curb the spread of the virus. Donald Trump is 74 years old and obese, and doctors say this diagnosis is the most serious known health threat to a sitting president in decades. CNN's chief medical correspondent, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, says now Joe Biden needs to be tested immediately. Biden shared the stage Tuesday night with Donald Trump for the debate. It could take a week for the Trumps to develop any symptoms, and Vice President Mike Pence may have to prepare to take over some of the president's duties if he's sidelined. By the way, Pence and his wife were tested Friday morning, both tests coming back negative. Experts say Trump being infected could also pose a national security concern and leave the country more vulnerable to meddling and discord. Not to mention, the Trumps have traveled freely and rarely wear masks, so medical experts say there's an untold number of people who may have come in contact with them. And that obviously includes Amy Coney Barrett, yes, Donald Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court. She stood right next to him in the Rose Garden and has been visiting with Republican senators on Capitol Hill, mostly without her required mask. So I'm guessing this means at the very least, Judge Barrett must self-quarantine for 14 days. That kind of screws up their confirmation calendar, doesn't it? As Barrett's judicial history undergoes more scrutiny, we learned this tidbit. Barrett signed a newspaper ad in 2006 condemning Roe v. Wade, calling for putting, quote, an end to the barbaric legacy of the landmark abortion rights ruling. A Senate Democratic aide pointed out that the ad should have been included in Judge Barrett's Senate Judiciary questionnaire, but was not. Now, despite all the recent seismic news, the rest of our dysfunctional American drama continues. Donald Trump called into Sean Hannity's television show on Fox, not news, Thursday night and finally condemned white supremacists, something he wouldn't do during the debate on Tuesday. But after enduring 2 days of criticism for declining to denounce white supremacists and telling the Proud Boys to stand back and stand by, Trump finally bit the bullet.
I have to say, I've said it many times, and let me be clear again, I condemn the KKK. I condemn all white supremacists. I condemn the Proud Boys. I don't know much about the Proud Boys, almost nothing, but I condemn that. But he should condemn also Antifa. Antifa is a horrible group of people. They kill people. What they do to people, and they're causing insurrection, they're causing riots. He doesn't want to do that, but the press doesn't go after him, and that's a really bad group of people.
No, Biden should not condemn Antifa, but Donald should listen to Joe on the subject.
Antifa's an idea, not an organization.
Oh, you got it.
Not malicious. That's what FBI director said.
So, we're now about a month out from Election Day, and more voting controversies are emerging across the country. In Texas, Governor Greg Abbott issued a proclamation limiting the number of drop-off locations for mail-in ballots to one site per county, despite the massive size of the state and its huge population. In Michigan, the state attorney general has charged Jacob Wall and Jack Burkham, two notorious right-wing political operatives, with running a voter suppression campaign meant to intimidate voters. They could each face around 20 years in prison.
How do you spell relief?
Well, the House on Thursday approved a $2.2 trillion stimulus plan put forth by Democrats, but it still doesn't have enough bipartisan support to make it through the Republican-led Senate. So there's still no economic stimulus relief in sight for millions of struggling families and businesses. The House passed the bill without a single Republican vote after Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin met this week but failed to negotiate an agreement. 20 Democrats voted against the House bill, many of them urging Pelosi to cut spending further to get Republicans to agree to a deal before lawmakers return to their districts to campaign. The Trump administration on Wednesday offered to increase its proposed spending on the legislation to $1.6 trillion, including a $400 per week pandemic jobless benefit. At least they're moving in the right direction. Negotiations are expected to continue on Friday. And finally, the Agriculture Department last week began mandating that millions of boxes of surplus food for needy families include a letter from Donald Trump claiming credit for the program. I kid you not. The USDA's $4 billion Farmers to Families Food Box Program has distributed more than 100 million boxes to families in need since May. The aim is redirecting meat, dairy, and produce that might normally go to restaurants and other food service businesses. But organizations handing out the aid are complaining that the program is now being used to bolster Trump's image a month out from Election Day, and some have even refused to distribute them. Lisa Hamler Fugit, executive director of the Ohio Association of Food Banks, said, "In my 30 years of doing this work, I've never seen anything this egregious. Those are federally purchased boxes." It's typical of this man. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.